this super seriously and stretch her vocal cords out.
Oh, dusty dick farts. it's all sad right now talking about dead wrestlers and stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Retro East podcast.
Featuring the ghost of dead wrestlers.
Oh my God, them feels. It's just like the mood went down.
Special guest, Andre the Giant.
Oh, from the grave. We got a Ouija board. A big God, it's a big Ouija board.
Fuck, it would have to be. It's a parking lot. Fat fuck.
Yeah.
Parking lot. Yeah.
I am Carrie Estevez, and I'm being joined by my brother Kyle Sheen.
Hi.
And Greg Doob.
Hi.
Oh, welcome to our second episode. This should be fun, guys.
Ooh, number
you
two.
Excited?
I'm so excited.
You
right
super
now.
Excited?
I'm about to pull my dick out.
Pull it out.
About to pull out and bust some dusty dick farts.
Bust the dusty nut. God, say that five times fast.
I pulled out, went to blast on her face, and my dick went
somewhere.
Blew that bitch backwards.
I blew her hair back.
Somewhere there's somebody who downloaded this podcast on iTunes and like hit play. And their kids are in the room. It's like dusty dick fart.
Dad, what's a dusty dick fart?
We just lost a subscriber. But anyways. So, what have you guys been playing?
This week, Diablo 3, and that's it because I've had the flu.
Yeah. Greg?
I just been playing a little bit of everything. Still nonstop fucking Binding of Isaac.
Yeah.
Started playing just random games that I have in Steam that I've never played. I'm just like, fuck it. I'm going to play this game until I die. And that's why I started doing this new segment on the website called Until I Die, where I just play a game until I die.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
It is not science.
No, it's not.
You do get to hear me yell and cuss a lot.
Gosh, some bitch.
That's everything we do.
Yeah, that is true.
I've been, I tried finishing up Hotline Miami, and that didn't happen. I got pretty far, though. I guess that game's longer than I expected it to be.
Yeah, I was playing that, too. I forgot
about
that.
And holy shit. And I'm going to say this. I know a lot of people are going, oh, well, it's not as good as the other one. They're tried doing way too much stuff. It's like, well, what do you expect? It would have been terrible if it would have been just a clone of the first game and blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, there was a lot of stuff that I think people read too far into the trailers for that game.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Everybody's like, oh, there's going to be dual gun wielding and you're going to be able to do all this crazy stuff, independent arms doing all this crazy stuff. You can with one of the characters, but there's only one spot on the game where you do that at. And it's just, you don't even have to do it. But you're walking down this hallway, and there's glass on both sides of the hallway, and your guy can take dual Uzis and hold them out like this, and you can walk down the hallway and shoot the guys on the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work. Well, nothing, I mean, you just get fucking killed. Like I said,
yeah, I was like,
nothing
that
works
about right
in that fucking game.
I tried it, and it was actually pretty fun for a few minutes, but good Lord. But anyways.
Hurricane Smash Deluxe.
Yeah. But every time I tried it, I kept getting killed over and over and over and over and over. But I'm still enjoying the game. There's a lot of rough parts on there, but they're just hard. The game's hard. It's a hard game. What do you expect? You know?
That's what everybody's into now is the hard games, which is good. Which is good. Difficulty should be a main thing when you're fucking looking at a new game.
Yeah, it's like for a while there when they started making like all this dumbed down fucking kiddie shit, like press X to
pay
like
respect.
Any game with goddamn QuickTime
events. God, QuickTime events are the fucking
I
bane of my existence.
I fucking hate them.
Well, that's that MC Chris had that joke where he would would do that stand-up stuff, and he would talk about playing he'd play two games at once. Like he would play goddamn Kingdom Hearts 2 and Resident Evil 4 because he got both games.
MC Chris would be playing Kingdom Hearts
2. Yeah, well, he was talking about how like frustrating Kingdom Hearts 2 is, but he was talking about playing Resident Evil 4, and he's like, a cutscene would come up, and he's like, talking about trying to fucking smoke a bowl, and all of a sudden it's like, press X. He's like, what the fuck? So, did you guys see the announcement of the new characters that are going to be in the first update download shit from Mortal Kombat X?
Yeah, you're first off, if you pre-order the game, you automatically get the Jason Voorhees.
Yeah.
And Goro.
Yeah, but they announced Predator.
Yep.
Is going to be in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty fucking rad.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be fun.
I cannot legitimately pay $60 for a fucking fighting game.
No,
There's no way on earth.
I can't either. You know, Street Fighter V looks good, and there's no way.
Yeah. I'll pay $30 for it when it drops.
You know, the
for
best time.
Real,
I'd probably pay like $10.
I'm not a fighting game guy, but.
No, neither am I.
That new Mortal Kombat does look sick, and I'm serious. If it drops a $30, I'll pick it up.
It's like one of those things that's like, you have to play through it just because it's fucking Mortal Kombat.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly.
But $60 for a goddamn fighting game. It's like I felt bad enough getting Smash Brothers, the new one on 3DS, and that was $40.
Yeah.
I played that game for 10 minutes and promptly traded it back into GameStop.
I'm not a Smash Brothers fan. I see why people like it, but it's literally... I hate when people act like you require skill to do that game. You don't. It's just mash the button.
Yeah.
Mash the button.
I mean, there are like some tricky, like almost glitch-like things you can do, like that thing called like the fucking wave dash.
Yeah.
Where you like move forward as you jump and you just like turbo across the screen or some shit like that. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
You want to see real skill. This is what we should do. We should all sit around and try to play the original Super Mario Brothers blindfolded and see who can make it the farthest.
You know what? I bet I could probably fucking play that game blindfolded.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, man, it came to me the other night and I was like, I'm going to type this into my phone. That's a good idea. Pat on the back, me.
Yeah, I've played that game so many times. I bet you, I probably could play that blindfolded. But, speaking of fighting games, you know, I always said the best time to ever buy a Street Fighter game is at the end of its cycle. Because every Street Fighter game has 15 fucking iterations of it before it's done. It's like Super Ultimate Arcade Deluxe
Hyper Ultra
Retarded Edition.
But I gotta get this Super Nintendo version because there's two more characters.
But I gotta get that Marvel vs. Capcom.
That Street Fighter V looks fucking good. Oh, my God. That new Street Fighter coming out looks fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I don't know. I think I like the idea of fighting games more than I actually like playing them.
You know a really fun fighting game? Dive Kick.
Oh, God.
Dude, what's that one that's out on Steam right now, that karate something?
I don't know.
God, I can't think of the name of it. Oh, well.
I don't have a clue.
We'll just move past it.
Peace.
But Evo's coming up pretty soon.
I
know we're all fans of fucking watching Evo because we're Salty Bet fans.
I love watching dudes who are there to get paid. Sorry.
You're good.
I'm tired and I need to rest my arms. I like watching dudes that are just, you know, they're supposed to be the best. Yeah. The best ever. And they've got fucking literally got fans. It's like you've got fans and all you do is play video games. You have guys that like watching you play a video
game. It's like, what kind of fucking world? Like that.
And like the Evo world's full of nothing but shit talking morons.
Did you watch that?
I don't even know what this is.
Did you watch that Evo? Evo is the fighting game tournament. Like the big, like, it's like the World Series of Fighting Game Championships.
Every year.
How the fuck have I never heard of this?
And it's insane. If you watch it, like, it is fucking. I thought it was the dumbest thing I'd ever heard of until the first year that I watched it.
Yeah.
And it was like, holy fucking shit.
Is Wong coming back this year?
Yeah, he's coming back this year. I saw that, and they're going to be streaming it on Salty Bet again this year, too.
Raise your Wongers.
But there is a documentary. I forgot what the fuck it's called. But there's a documentary about this Wong guy that we're talking about.
Justin Wong.
Justin Wong, yeah, that's it.
Is it called Spectrum?
No, I don't...
But you want to know, do you know why they won't let you show fucking dicks on TV in China?
Because, I don't know.
Because it's Wong.
God damn it.
Jesus. I'm going.
All right, I'm going home.
Podcast is over, guys.
It's done.
Wing. 10-minute podcasts this week. Sorry.
Two whites don't make a Wong.
No, but these dudes, man, like, it's so funny watching them play because, like, they, I mean, yeah, it's for money. You should be taking it seriously. Like, definitely. But sometimes you'll watch these guys, they fuck up. You watch their skill level drop in the middle of a match because sometimes people just can't fucking hold. They take everything personally.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, like, they're losing, like, just a little bit. And to them, they're getting pissed off instead of realizing, okay, this guy, his skill has fucking, you know, gotten better. This guy is taking advantage of something I'm doing wrong. So instead of correcting that, they get more fucking pissed off.
Yeah.
And they start fucking up more. And watching, like, somebody go from getting their ass kicked and almost dying to making a complete fucking comeback with, like, no health.
Yeah.
And just dominating in a match. You're like, holy shit.
Well, they get mad because they don't. Here's the thing. The reason why these guys are good at it is because it's the way everybody plays fighting games. You wait till somebody shows their weakness, and then you exploit it. And, you know, it's just like cheating. Like, you get the guy at the edge of the screen, get him in the corner, and then just keep leg sweeping or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you don't
AKA
let the
weakest shit ever.
Yeah, you don't let the guy get back up, and that's the whole point. And that's what they do. And then you got...
Or Eddie Guerrero's one-move combo.
Yeah, well, you got...
Never mind. I don't even gonna say it.
Yeah,
fuck that goddamn game.
You got the other guy. He's getting pissed because this other guy's doing the same shit he was doing earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And like you just said, they get mad. And it's like, chill the fuck out. But I can't wait. It's in July, by the way.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. It's going to be streaming on Salty Bet, which we are all early Salty Bet adopters.
Yep, which I
I fucking... We love Salty Bet.
SaltyBet.com.
Even though we may not get on there all the time, but we will spend a whole fucking evening.
Good Lord.
Just sitting there just fucking laughing.
Yes. Chilling on the mumble server like, hey,
potatoes.
Dude, SaltyBet. Till 1 in the morning.
Remember, guys, always bet waifu.
Always bet waifu. Jesus Christ.
You know what we should do? I thought about this. We need to have a... you guys, we all get on SaltyBet one night, and we do a live stream of us, our commentary, watching... Salty Bet.
But then they don't know what we're watching because we can't...
All they got to do is watch Salty Bet and listen to us.
But they could... Or you could use the capture, like the screen capture of like...
We can't broadcast what they broadcast because that would be...
We don't have to broadcast what they're watching. Somebody else can watch it and then listen to us on a different...
Fine.
...thing. That's how it works.
Fine.
Except don't try to stream with YouTube. Last night I had to fucking... I was ready to lose my fucking mind... Trying to get YouTube to stream.
YouTube's terrible.
And then, because here's the thing. You can't just stream with YouTube. You have to set up an event.
Shit, I just heard my
good
ad
luck
revenue drop.
Turning the event off. Yep. It was so fucking stupid. I was like, God damn it. Because I just want to stream through YouTube. Because I can stream in HD. And not have to fucking pay Twitch $8,000.
Is you lead pro gamer? You making the money?
You see where all those guys are getting in trouble for having fucking ViewBots and shit?
Yeah, I'm glad.
ViewBots.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, fucking using ViewBots to bump their views up.
It's so, MySpace all over again.
So that, like, people like NVIDIA and fucking, you know, like, oh, we'll sponsor you. You get
paid from
viewers,
ads and revenues.
So you get paid from ads, you get revenue from it, and then you get, like, NVIDIA's like, oh, here's a new graphic card.
Yeah.
I like how NVIDIA's Russian.
I'm just making
voices. NVIDIA is a Russian piece of shit now.
It is vodka.
I literally cannot raise my voice above like this, so
I keep turning your mic up.
It fucking sucks. I'm sorry.
You're like talking into Greg's mic. You're not even talking to
Hey Greg.
Hey.
I'm throwing my voice.
I'm catching it.
So apparently Konami is trying to like weasel Kojima completely out. I know, that's what I'm saying.
Slow clap.
The guy needs to move on and do something else.
It's like, oh, hey, let's make another Metal Gear game.
They don't want him involved in the next one.
Look, it's Snake in a wheelchair.
I gotta say this, as much as those games infuriate and confuse the shit out of me, that fucking preview for the new one, like that, just that trailer, was like fucking awesome.
That was the whole game, though.
Where he, like, reaches down and takes, like, the ashes of his fallen comrades and just, like, smears it all over his face. You're like, what the fuck?
That's weird. I would have did a line of them, but I wouldn't have, like, got in my eyes.
That's some like that's some Rolling Stone shit. That's
what's
like Keith
that
Richards.
One Metal Gear game? It's like Metal Gear Solid Revengeance. You play as some fucking weird anime robot almost guy.
Oh, you play as Raiden or whatever.
Yeah, Raiden.
Yeah.
That game is actually fairly cool. I picked it up for like...
There's like five Japanese names and they just keep getting reused.
Yeah, Raiden, like Ryu.
Akira.
Akira.
Which, by the way, I guess they canceled making that film.
Thank fuck.
They never even really got started on it. They couldn't come up with a good enough script to just keep it going. It's whatever. Who cares? It fucking came and died.
Now, as much as I love that movie, like, it's not great.
No, of course not. It's got its faults.
It's full of anime tropes that kind of irritate the fucking shit out of me.
Yeah, and you know what? It's honestly so much better than the manga because they cut out a lot of that fucking wishy-washy fucking large teardrops and sweat drops and fucking a girl, hey, I'm embarrassed, hey, oh no, panties, hey.
Not enough lens flare in the comic though.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Have you seen the little mini preview thing for the Attack on Titan movie?
I did not get to watch it.
No, I didn't watch it. I was going to, but I literally was just like,
did anybody?
Should I watch it or should I do like I'm doing with the?
I don't know if I talked about this
new Marvel movies and just wait
last like, week or not. But did you guys happen to see the trailer for Eli Roth's new movie Clown?
No.
No, but I saw this one for this movie he was making, like where they went out in the jungle and shot
it. They canceled, or that movie's being held hostage by the movie studio. Like,
yeah.
Like literally, he was, I heard, I was listening to The Nerdist, and that they were interviewing Eli Roth, and he was talking about how that movie's fucked up. He's like, this is probably the most fucked up thing I've ever been involved in. He goes, we filmed it with an actual fucking tribe. We were the first white people they ever met. And we filmed this fucking movie with him. He goes, meanwhile, we got there before the Christian missionaries. He said, these Christian missionaries show up and they're trying to like get us to leave and stuff. And he's like, so half the movie while we're shooting, they're out on a boat trying to like fuck up our shots and stuff. And all these fucking crazy
fucking ridiculous. I love Eli Roth.
Dude, he's a cool ass dude.
I bet
he is. But seriously, check out the trailer for Clown. Fucking ridiculous. Like 10 seconds into it, I was like, oh God, here we go. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
My butthole just got so tight it pinched the chair.
I just ripped out of my pants, dude.
By the way, speaking of which, our friend Frankie does a podcast called Nightfall Unlimited. They talk about horror movies. Check them out.
Mm-hmm.
Nightfallunlimited.com.
They're on iTunes.
Yeah. No, they're not on iTunes.
I thought they were on iTunes.
No, they're all video. But check them out. Anyways.
Oh, no, wait. His band is on iTunes. Check out Danny Green.
Yes.
If you like that working class hardcore.
Yeah, it's cool shit.
It's fucking badass. Bloop, bloop,
bloop, bloop, bloop. Atari has put out... there's an Atari app.
Got to Snapchat my wife a picture of my dick.
Atari.net.
Atari has an app, and I think this is fucking clever. It has a bunch of their games on it, but the only way you can play them is you have to exercise. If you exercise enough, you can unlock the games.
Cool.
Well, that defeats the purpose.
I can't just shake my phone a bunch? Just shake the shit out of your phone and be like, it's unlocked?
Just do like you did with them fucking Pokemon fucking steppers.
Yeah.
Throw them in the dryer.
Oh, Jesus, I forgot about that.
You guys did that?
No, I
just remember the kids talking about it.
Here's the thing. I used to
max leveling Pikachus by throwing their pants in the dryer.
I had a girlfriend, so I didn't play Pokemon. All right, what was it? Bloodborne. It's getting ready to release.
Yeah.
Sweet. Which I know we're all excited about that, except...
I'm fucking stoked.
I'm going to have to come out to one of you guys' house to play the goddamn thing.
That's fine. You're welcome to come to my house and check it out, because I'm going to buy it as soon as they release it.
Yeah.
Because what is it going to be, 60 or 50?
It's going to be 60. It's a game.
I can't do it. I will not let myself buy it.
Fuck it, I'm doing it. You know what? Go fuck yourself. I'm doing it.
Does it have multiplayer?
I'm not sure.
Probably not.
I hope not. I hate it when some games don't need multiplayer, but they're like, you know what this game needs?
You know what
multiplayer.
You know what I loved about Dark Souls was the fact that you were like, oh, this game is so fucking hard. Oh, my fucking God. Wait, somebody's in my game. Somebody has invaded my game and killed me while I'm at my fucking most vulnerable. God fucking damn it.
Yeah.
This is terrible. Why would you do this? And then you're just like, oh, wait, I can do this to people too. Cool. Okay. I'm trolling you, bro.
Then you read a note and it says something like, P.S. don't go any further. And you're just like, but I have to.
Hope.
And then you do it and like you fall off a cliff.
Treasure ahead. And then the next one says, don't do it. He's a liar. Yeah. The next one says, no, there's treasure ahead. You're like, all right, fuck.
Yeah, it's like, I'm conflicted as fuck.
You know, and here's my feelings on Bloodborne. That game looks fucking absolutely awesome and rad, but I don't think it's going to captivate me as much as the first time I played a Souls game. Like, the first time I played Dark Souls, like, just being swallowed up by that game.
I don't know, man. I saw this, just one animated GIF. It was like this guy, and he like pulls out a torch, and you just see this big fucking monster.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sold.
Yeah, that's what I saw too. It was the guy turned on the lantern, and there was a big monster there, and it said, nope. And he turned around and walked away. That was the GIF I saw. That's what sold me too. I was like, all right, because I didn't know what the fuck everybody was talking about.
As long as it's not the Order 1886.
I feel bad because I wanted to get that game. It looked fucking awesome.
And then you watch a gameplay video and go, wow, it's QuickTime event, the game.
Asura's Wrath all over again.
Did you see the comparison? The random werewolf fights throughout the game, and then they take the final boss battle, and it's the same fight. It's the same monster. It's the same fight. It's the same QuickTime event. It's the same thing. The last boss battle is the same as a random fight with a random werewolf on the game.
That's funny, considering like how excited people were about that game.
People still defend it too.
I was excited for it.
You know what? It looks to me like if I would have bought that game and played through it for like a half hour, I would have liked it. But when I really decided to sit down and go, okay, I want to watch some gameplay, yeah. I went, no, I would not pay for this. No, there's fuck your pre-order.
Yeah,
fuck your pre-order. I'd have been ready to fucking bomb Hiroshima again.
Yeah, fuck that.
I like how you just kind of admitted you did it the first time.
Fucking get him again.
Oh, God.
Get him again. Hey, a little off topic, but I read something about that the Japanese sent during World War II. They sent balloons with bombs on them and shit. Over to the United States.
Oh, that I bet that worked well.
A bunch of them made it over here, and the only casualties, and I'm probably wrong about this and misremembering what I read, but apparently it was like a family in the 90s found one of the bombs in Detroit.
Yeah. No,
it
that
blew
was
up
just,
and killed them.
Just a normal Detroit bomb.
Yeah.
No, that was just yeah.
That was just Detroit.
That was just some straight streets shit right there.
They stumbled upon some nuke.
They
was
found
by Kane.
They found Eminem's debut album.
They came across an old fucking Ford gas tank or something.
Yeah.
Dad tried to light a fart on fire. Boom! Everyone's gone.
Oh,
shit.
R.I.P. Marshall Mathers.
R.I.P. Kid Rock.
Oh, God. I can't wait to read that headline.
R.I.P. ICP.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh.
That would be a headline for the Times.
PCI.
You know, you'd go out fucking and just see some juggalo on the side of the road crying, pouring out Faygo.
Oh, God. Dude, they're fucking re-releasing Alan Wake on Xbox One.
Why? It wasn't that good.
No.
It was all right.
It was okay. It was clever for what it did, but I think like an hour into it, I'm like, I get it.
It's like, well, I've done the whole flashlight thing and then shoot at the thing.
I get it, Stephen King, the game. We're cool.
That's
exactly what it was. I'm like, where's the car? Where's the part where I get hit by a Volkswagen bug?
Shit.
Apparently, they were going to start charging already for a monthly fee for H1Z1.
See,
I was the game's still in early access.
I was this close to picking it up for $20 to play around on it. I was this close. like Monday night. I was.
I still. It's still going free to play.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think that's bullshit. Considering some people paid for it, and then it's going to go free to play.
Yeah, but I mean, you get a hand in watching a game develop. I don't know. I can't really defend it. I mean, I own it. I don't have a legitimate reason why I bought it.
That's true.
I don't have a legitimate reason to defend it. I mean, it is what it is.
It's a fucking DayZ clone.
It's DayZ, for the most part.
Apparently, I guess because enough people cried about it, they're holding off on it, and they're going to go ahead and try
it. I can see why a lot of people went with it. The idea was good, and a lot of people wanted to break away from DayZ because DayZ is a failure. Bottom line, it's a failure.
Yeah,
it's not going to go any further. It's going to remain to be a broken ass fucking game with just more bullshit implemented. And holy shit,
that's my kid. She's just playing around.
Sounds like the birdhouse at the zoo is what it sounded like.
I thought there was a velociraptor upstairs.
There is.
Be quiet. They can open doors.
Yeah,
it's a Unix system.
Clever girl.
This
is Unix system. Nice, yeah. But no. You know, and with all the bullshit hackers and people not fucking being role players. Yeah. They wanted to be friends with you on a fucking video game. Jesus. People jumped on H1Z1 for a fresh start and got the same experience.
Yeah, assholes.
A
are
buggy
everywhere.
Game with nothing but assholes
yeah.
shooting you from
yeah.
the bushes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's my favorite. That was my favorite part of DayZ, which was shooting somebody and hearing them go, man, fuck you, dude. Fuck you, man.
My favorite complaint about that game. Don't get us wrong, but everybody's listening. We like you're listening to veterans, DayZ veterans,
fucking straight hypocrites too.
Yeah, we played the fuck out of that game with the mod. We played the fuck out of the standalone. We defended the standalone yep. hardcore. I hate people who are so hardcore about that game that they complain and call people cheaters who use third person.
That's dumb because I only played in third person.
Yeah, me too.
I like seeing my character, bottom line.
Yeah, everybody's like, oh, well, it's bullshit. You can see over it's like, it's in the game.
It's the immersion.
It's in the game.
I want to be immersed.
No, guess what? Guess what? Third person's in the game.
But I want to be immersed.
It's in the game.
I want everybody to have the same gameplay style I do.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess I'll just go invent a fucking zombie plague and start the zombie apocalypse myself so I can
get a Kickstarter and make your own survival game.
Be immersed.
Immersed.
You want to be immersed? Live it for real and shut the fuck up. You want to go fucking shoot guns at shit? Go join the fucking military.
Yeah, no shit.
Fucking Carrie and I were talking about this last night. What about, you know how there's like all those survival games that are out now? Just imagine a real-time survival game. Where you have a rock and you have to chop down a tree as long as it would actually take to chop down a tree.
In real time.
I was thinking, I forgot that I put salt on my wish list on Steam. And I was looking at my wish list the other day and I was like, you know what? I bet if I bought that game, I'd be pretty fucking salty that I bought it.
No, it's actually pretty cool. No lie.
What is it?
Salt.
Never heard of it.
It's like The Forest, except it takes place on a deserted island.
Several islands.
Like there's several. Cool. It's like an island chain.
Oh,
and you
mean
fight off pirates and shit?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Stranded Deep.
You set up booby traps.
Because I got
these,
Stranded
you
Deep.
You see these fucking? Have you seen the pirates?
Yeah.
Good God, they look like they fell out of Unturned.
Pixel piracy.
Oh yeah.
Hey, like, anybody need a coupon for
Pixel
piracy?
I got one that's 25% off. That's good until fucking 2047.
You wouldn't need it if you would have just got on that thread that night. The fucking developer jumped on Reddit and was like, "Anybody want a free copy?" Just
yeah. The worst
me.
Part is, it's like I've got that game. I own it. I don't know why the fuck those two coupons are still in my inventory. And sometimes they will change to completely different coupons. But then they will change back to Pixel Piracy.
They always turn back to Pixel Piracy.
I have
piracy.
A story to tell. So, you know, last week we were
it's like
we
how
were complaining
money?
About Minecraft clones.
Yeah.
Okay. I was on Reddit, and this guy was talking about how he, on our indie gaming, he was like, I've been working hard on this indie game, and it's coming out on Steam, but I've got I got codes for early access. It's not for... You can't buy it in early access. You can only get a code for it and play it. He was like, well, everybody wants this. You know, I've been working hard on this for a year and a half now and all this shit. And so I commented. I said, yeah, I'll take a code. I'll check it out. guy's like, hey, thanks, man. Yeah, just give me some feedback. But hey, cool. So I retrieve the code. And the fucking, as soon as I did it, goes, would you like to download Blockland? There's a game called Blockland. I'm sorry if you get mad about this. Whoever developed the game. It was fun. I played it. It was fun. It was just basically a team versus team shooter game that was a Minecraft clone.
Oh, you mean kind of
exactly
like
Minecraft.
Kind of like Ace of Spades?
Yes, it looks exactly like
Ace
Minecraft.
Ace of Spades.
You've been working, and I'm sorry, but you've been working hard on fucking copying somebody.
Yeah, I was like, that's not working hard. It's like, you can download fucking Minecraft source files.
That's what that's like we said last week. But so anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, and we shall return in just a moment.
When we get back, you know what we're going to talk about?
Tips.
Ooh, tips.
The new Stallone tips. Movie.
Hey!
Yes?
You look like a real jerk.
Well, I am a corporate executive.
He stops exciting things from happening.
So what you doing?
Well, Muffy, Buffy, Biff Jr. and I are going on our Sunday drive.
Oh, no, you ain't. You're going to play Pole Position!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. So, the topic of discussion for the second half of the show is going to be underrated games.
Underrated games.
This is just our personal opinions on stuff, which nobody fucking cares, apparently.
Yeah.
No one fucking cares, bro.
Ever. As a matter of fact, when we did the Know Your Facts podcast, one of our first episodes we did underrated movies. Remember that?
Oh yeah,
that's probably our second episode, by the way.
Oh god. it's happening again.
Yeah, it's full circle.
I gotta quit before it fucking goes any further.
I can make references too.
Woo. Yeah.
Mummy dicks.
Mummy dick.
Papa John's pizza crust. It's a mummy dick.
Surprise.
It's a mummy dick. So all right, Greg, you want to go first? You want to bring up some.
I think a really underrated game not a lot of people have played but need to play is this fucking, I guess I would call it a fucking ripoff. Well, not really a ripoff of God of War, but it's like got a lot of like the same style. It's called like Marlo Briggs.
What?
It is sassy black dude.
What?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. I got this game for sale on Steam for like $1.
Yeah.
Fucking way worth it. Dude, it's hilarious as fuck.
I'm about to check it out.
You're this black dude, and you find this tribal mask, and it gives you these crazy powers. So it's like you're running around like a bootleg Kratos, and you're just fucking whipping asses left and right. The first boss you fight is this giant fucking underground bulldozer thing.
What?
It's got all these claws and it's like picking up rocks and shit and trying to throw them at you. And I'm like, I'm fucking fighting machinery.
Holy
right
shit.
Now.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Dude,
now.
It's
that
silly
cool
as
fuck,
but it's fun.
Who developed it? You know who makes it?
I have absolutely
probably
no
just
idea.
Some indie game, probably, pretty much.
I don't know. There was this a thread on Reddit where people were talking about like criminally underrated games. And this guy's like, whoa, Dark Souls. And this other guy's like, whoa, Borderlands 2. I'm like, are you serious? I was like, people took the dicks of those games to the hilt.
You got people that think that, though. They think that they're part of this small community, that, and what they don't understand is everybody likes Zelda.
My mom and dad let me build a gaming PC last year.
Yeah.
So, one part of the underground now. No, you're not.
No, dude. It's like everyone has a fucking computer. You are not a goddamn special snowflake like every other motherfucker who owns a goddamn computer. Fucking Marlo Briggs.
I'm going to have to check that out. I'm going to put that.
Fucking hilarious.
I'm going to put that on my Steam wish list next to Transformers or something.
Dude, the Transformers games.
Yeah, they're pretty rad.
I got to say they're underrated as well. Yeah. That is a very, very good point.
Oh, they look fucking cool as fuck.
Dude, seriously? Fuck. Even the toy line for that game. Yeah. Awesome. Some of the fucking coolest Transformers I own.
I have a couple of the Grimlocks, so.
But that game is just the fucking tits. Yeah. Especially how you just transform on the fly by clicking in your right stick.
They just never go on sale.
It's like, yeah, I know.
Jesus.
And then when you do see them on sale, that's like the time you don't have any money.
Well, it's always like 5% off.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
what the fuck? I'm pretty sure I bought them both at like full price, maybe.
Yeah.
I think I pre-ordered one because, no, I was going to pre-order one.
All right, so Fall of Cybertron's the first one, then War for Cybertron the second one. Okay. I always get confused. I'm always like, which one?
Have you, too much have goddamn you Cybertron.
Huh?
Have you played any of them?
Yeah, forever ago, you brought over Fall of Cybertron.
Yeah, yeah.
And for Xbox 360, and we played it.
In the second one, you could fucking be Metroplex.
Yeah, that's so you why are a fucking I want to fucking
city.
Play it. Yeah.
You are a goddamn city. I actually own the toy of him from that game.
Yeah.
It is probably like a good 2.5 feet tall.
Oh, I know.
And it transforms into a little city.
I wanted that, and then nobody had it, and it was hard to fucking get. And then, like, out of nowhere, I think Sam's Club had it. Sam's Club, out of all places, had it for $80.
Damn it, I paid like $120.
Yeah, Sam's Club had it for like $80. And like nobody even knew. Like they didn't even announce it. Some guy was just at Sam's Club and then like posted on fucking all over the internet. Like Sam's Club has Metroplex. Oh my God, $80.
Damn, I ordered mine like right online the day that motherfucker went on sale. The instant it went on sale, I got that and a couple other of the exclusive sets.
Nice. Kyle, you got any underrated?
The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask is so underrated. Rage face, Latrol face.
To be fair, that was like one of those
games. End of Rage comic.
It came out like at the end of like the fucking Nintendo 64 cycle.
I was just making a joke. Faxanadu was like probably one of my favorites.
Oh,
that's a cool.
It's beside the RPG elements, the side-scrolling console game that it was. It was dark. It was weird. It was crazy. The story was fucking good. It was just one of. I mean, that's just personal opinion. I'm sure there's a whole fucking community behind it on the internet somewhere.
I saw a Japanese Famicom copy of that at Game Trader too.
I would have picked that up.
I saw. It's not worth anything. Couldn't play it. I couldn't play it.
Give a fuck. Just fucking pick it up. Like, look, I got it. It's cool. To me, that's just one of my personals. That was, by the way, that's for the old original NES. That's for the listeners, not you guys.
And that is a good game. One that I think is underrated that hardly... There's a lot of people that know about it, but not many, but it's a game called Quarantine.
Oh.
It is a game that came out on...
PC/3DO.
Yeah, it came out on PC and 3DO. Greg, have you ever played this game?
I don't think so.
It is a Wolfenstein/Doom style... first-person shooter, except you drive a car. You drive a taxi cab.
In the future.
So the perspective is the driver's seat, hands on a steering wheel, and you have guns on your car.
Is it Dallas or is it Houston?
Neither.
It's in Texas, though.
It takes place in Texas. It's its own...
No, because it's set...
In Texas. I don't know. I don't remember.
Basically, they walled up an entire city and turned it into a prison. So it's basically, it's just all these... criminal scumbags live there and do whatever they want, and you pick up crazy people and deliver them.
You just take them where they need to go, or deliver bombs. You're a taxi driver with like you have guns on your car and shit, and you gotta. What it is, you have to earn enough money to buy a your way out of the city. So, like, the city's sectioned off into a bunch of sections, like, it, so each level's a different section of the city.
The soundtrack is fucking killer.
And it's, the game is actually really, like, each level is huge. Like, you can explore shit, and it's fucking badass. By the way, that's a game I think we need to do a video on.
Oh, for sure.
That game, it's, the controls are weird, because, like I said, it's an old first-person shooter, so it's weird. And
playing
like
it with fucking driving a tank.
Yeah,
oh, playing it with
play.
A controller is just fucking god-awful.
Yeah.
But after a while, you get so used to it that, like, you can master the game. But, yeah, you upgrade all the weapons on your car. It feels like Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah,
and this was out way before. And like I said, the soundtrack is full of nothing but crazy, like, early 90s hipster-ass fucking indie rock bands.
But it's all
like shit you've never heard of.
Well, it's because
like, tip your fedora.
It's all
got Mud Honey.
No, they're all. It's all Australian bands.
Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah, but the soundtrack's awesome. Like all the songs on that soundtrack are bad as fuck.
Yeah, it was one of those games. That's just like the first time you play it, you go, "What the fuck is this?" And then within 15, 20 minutes, you're like, "This game is fucking awesome."
It's just fucking. It's hard as fuck though. Like, it is fucking hard. Especially a lot of the missions and stuff. You got to remember to go get armor put on your car and stuff before you go out. And
that sounds cool.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's super fucking
rad. You get
rad.
Stuck in an alley where gang members are jumping the wall, like hundreds of them, and just shooting at you.
Yeah.
Like, firing a Gatling gun.
But meanwhile, when you're playing...
This didn't take place in Detroit.
Everything's trying to, like, kill you. So there's, like, all the other cars in the road are, like... shooting at you and stuff, and like
it even
the
has
pedestrians
a
on the street are trying to shoot at
when
you
go in to upgrade your weapons. You can buy an Uzi, and then you hit the shoulder buttons on the 3DO controller, and you stick camera swoops over, and it's your side window, and it shows your hand sticking out with an Uzi. You do drive-bys,
yeah, dude. It's the fucking shit.
Nice,
that is a totally underrated game, in
and
my
it
opinion.
Had a really cool like opening scene with some like motion capture stuff where.
Starring
it shows
Lee
your.
Campbell.
It's like yeah. It's
it
like,
shows your character like his life before the you know a nuclear bomb went off and then they stuck him in this prison and like it's just
did
post-apocalypse.
Explain why he went to prison?
There's a whole they do.
I think he was accused of murdering his family or something. But
well, that's rude.
That old trope.
Where's the facts, motherfucker?
Yeah, know him.
You better know him.
Ooh.
But yeah, that's my
literal
main.
Face.
Underrated game.
Yeah, that fucking goddamn that game is good. I don't know why I didn't fucking say that.
Except we're gonna have to do a video on that.
Yeah, coming soon. Quarantine.
You guys ever
seen that YouTube video where that guy with the beard punches the dude in the face?
Ooh,
ambulance.
You ever seen that panda sneeze?
Pandas.
I nearly pissed my pants.
Sorry,
when
guys.
I watched
this is an inside.
Video.
This is an inside joke, and I apologize for that deeply.
You can cut it out.
Unless you guys got another one, I got a million of them.
Keep them coming, dude.
I'll tell you what, most of mine.
Let me just go look at your game collection.
I'll tell you what, but another one that it's one of my favorites. That's underrated is Hell, which is another
PC/3DO
game. I had this fucking fascination. When 3DO came out, you guys got to understand this, it was one of those deals where it was so expensive, and it was, everybody wanted one, nobody knew how to obtain one, and when you got one, you had to defend it, its honor, as shitty as most of the games were.
It's like dating that hoe in high school.
Yeah.
Fucking
like,
$70,
no, really nice
$70
person.
Games and shit. Dude.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
But it is a game... It's a point-and-click adventure, and you play as a guy and a woman who were police officers, and they were framed. Framed for some fucking crimes. I don't even really
remember the
story.
It's a cyberpunk game.
Yeah, and basically what it is you have to clear your names.
So,
much.
What is every 3DO game like involving fucking some conspiracy?
That was the 90s. That was all the 90s
and,
games.
The voiceovers on it go, the voice acting on it, James Earl Jones, who, goddamn it.
No, it wasn't James Earl Jones. I can't think of that guy's name.
Yeah, it was James Earl.
Are you sure?
James Earl Jones, the scene where you have to sneak into that one
Dennis
house.
Dennis Hopper's in it.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper plays the devil.
Grace, you remember Grace shot. Jones? The tall, muscular black woman with the box cut from the 80s that was in one of the one of the Conan movies.
It was the second one, I believe.
Yeah. You really don't know who I'm talking about?
No.
Like, she was on everything. She was
a big old Amazon woman.
Yeah.
She's crazy looking. But yeah, her voice is in there. There's a bunch of famous fucking voice actors.
Yeah.
It's a great game. It's one of those you have to play to see what I'm talking about. The audio in that game is shitty as fuck. Like, the audio is super early compressed digital audio. So, like, there's a hiss.
Sounds like you're listening to it in a trash can.
Well, here's the thing.
Bathroom.
Every time there's a sound, there's music, or somebody says something or anything, there's a hiss behind everything they say or all the sounds, and then all of a sudden when it's done, like, there's complete silence.
Yeah, and
so it like almost doesn't make sense.
Damn, I timed that perfectly.
Like, this was before, you know, full on, you know, manipulate 3D objects and move their mouths with what they're saying. So basically, you'd have a scene where a guy would keep the guy was talking for 10 minutes, but he's continually just doing this with his arm and his mouth.
The same motion over and over and over and over.
Well, you look like fucking
Johnny
Cab from Total Recall.
There's a scene where this bitch is flashing her titty at you, and then she just keeps flashing it while she's talking. It just like to the point where,
yeah,
she's. When you're continuing the dialogue, it makes no sense for her to keep showing her titty to you.
It's a repeat offender. I'm not mad.
Yeah.
It's
whip
fucking
him out, girl. Go on with your mad
self. Ridiculous, but it was just like, you know, you're like 11 years old and like, hey, there's a titty in my video game.
There are 12 pixels that make up this titty, but it's going in the spank bank.
Yeah, it's fucking exactly. Ridiculous. That was a goddamn good game. Very good goddamn game.
Yeah, that's probably one of my... Oh, it's probably one of my all-time. I've got good memories of it. I haven't gone back and played it in a long time, so I'm sure if I do,
it's one of those things to just best leave it with your childhood memories.
Well, probably. The bad part about the game is there's so much dialogue.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous amount to the point where you're just like skipping shit. You just like dumb.
It's like playing a Final Fantasy game now.
I don't know. I'm excited for 15. I'm super excited for 15.
Final Fantasy fucking 15.
I can't get back into the Final Fantasy series.
No, I remember I had the original one on regular Nintendo. Then I had a couple on Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
I'd never played Final Fantasy 7.
Yeah.
You're missing. It's a treat.
Yeah, you're missing.
It's a treat.
It's really good.
The storyline in that game is where it's at. The gameplay's meh. And the whole Mako system with the little stones is fucking weird, but it's fun. Have you ever played 8?
No, dude. The 8's... last Final Fantasy game I played was on, like, Super Nintendo.
So you probably played, like, 6 or something.
I have not played...
I don't know how it works. I know they had somewhere. One was in Japan, and it never got released in the U.S.
I played a few Final Fantasy games, but I literally have not gotten, like... past like the first 20-30 minutes of
eight,
any of
eight
them.
Has a really deep emotional like storyline. 7 kind of does. 7 pulls you in with the characters, like, you know, like you're pulling for them through the whole game, like, yeah.
Aerith dies,
fucking love.
Spoiler alert.
No, there's no spoilers.
No, guys, there's a cheat that you do. You can save Aerith.
Yep.
Pause
the game. You hit R1, R2, L1, L2, and then select and start at the same time, and it saves her. And wait. That resets a Squaresoft game.
And then slit your throat.
But 8 is a weird storyline that has a crazy twist towards the end and then, like, has one wild-ass fucking ending.
What the twist?
Like, well, what doesn't make sense, I'm going to spoil it just a little bit. How can people that have lived together in a school for most of their teenage lives not realize that they were all childhood friends before that?
I don't know. You know, speaking of RPGs, if we want to talk about underrated RPGs, I think Shining Force is probably my favorite RPG that I never really hear anybody talk about those games ever.
I like Shining in the Darkness.
That
game was fucking cool.
It's in that unit. They're in that universe,
is
but they're like turn based. And
Shining in the Darkness was like, go into this dungeon.
That's a classic game. Dude.
Don't come back.
Oh,
that's Legend of Grimrock, like, pretty much.
Yeah, well, you physically need to draw a map.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I remember they came out with the DS game, and I think it was like Etrian Odyssey or something, where the top screen was the gameplay, and the bottom screen was just a blank graph piece of paper, and you had to, like, draw your own map as you would go.
Yeah, I think that's clever.
Yeah, that's a cool clever fucking feature.
That's also a dick move.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Then again, I was the kid who would, like, attempt to draw my own Metroid maps.
Oh, remember? Yeah, you remember doing stuff like that? Like, actually have to physically write down, like, playing Myst, you had to write down, draw the puzzles out?
Yeah.
Or, like, just draw, or...
When game booklets came with fucking 12 pages in the back and said, no, notes.
Just an example. Well, just an example. Whenever you'd play, like, a Resident Evil game, and you'd be like, you'd have to have a piece of paper, because every time you read... You picked up a file and read it, like you would have to, like, you'd be like, oh, there's a number on here. I better write that down because that's probably something I'm going to need later in the game.
And it is.
Yeah.
It's a code for a fucking safe or something.
It's like, it's one of those things that it's like, it genuinely makes me miss old games.
Yes.
It's like now it's like, oh, press M to see your map. And it brings up a map and it's like, you are here, like you're at the fucking mall or something. I used to love down by Sabaro.
Buying a game at a yard sale or somewhere as a kid. And it had the booklet with it. And you turn to the back and in the notes where the person who previously owned it wrote down shit.
That's a lot of my games here.
You were just like, yes, fucking right.
That's a lot of the games in my collection.
Like, oh shit, there's a cheat code back here.
One of the games I've got, I have to bust it out. It has a piece of notebook paper where somebody wrote down all the cheat codes.
What's funny is not too long ago,
probably a Grand Theft Auto game,
I found a sheet of paper at my parents' house when I was going through some of my stuff in my old room to pack it up.
Was it poetry?
No. I wish.
Poetry slam.
It was fucking Game Genie codes.
Nice.
Yeah, I can just Google those.
Well, some guy was wanting $30 for a Game Genie book, and I thought to myself, I got the internet.
If I'd have only known, I would have kept that Game Genie book in fucking good condition.
There is a website devoted to Game Genie codes.
That motherfucker was like that.
I swear to God, it's about to be like the Game Genie Code Creators Club.
Yeah, and there's people who make codes. Remember when we were kids, we used to mix the codes together to try and make shit?
Yeah.
We used to do all kinds of crazy stuff.
We figured out how to make Mario fucking...
swim through every level?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Figured out how to make him super jump and fucking... God damn it, where the slow motion super jump?
Yep.
Was like, holy shit.
Yeah. I jumped the flagpole using a code like that, and I was God.
Yeah.
I get to go to some secret fucking world now. Because that was always the rumor. There was always that one kid in your fucking grade school that jumped over the flagpole and went to this secret level that no one's ever
fucking seen. The only time
seen.
You can do that is in level 6-3, where, all right, it's one of the levels that has the... What the fuck are those things called? You jump on one side and the other side moves up.
Oh, yeah, those little
The only time
nifty
you can
shits.
Is on 6-3. On that level, you have to, like, wait till it gets almost to the top, jump up there, and hurry up and jump over the flagpole. It's the only time you can do it in that game.
But yeah, really, you just
without cheating.
Yeah. You just run forever until the time runs out and you die.
Yeah, and then it's wasted.
Yeah, and then there's the...
Wasted.
And then there's the negative levels and all that shit, which I've seen people do.
Yeah. It's not that. It's not that difficult.
Yeah. All right. I hate to call this as it is, but I think I'm kind of done here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we're gonna go.
We're gonna try and get some content made tonight after the podcast. So,
I'm gonna try to. As soon as I'm feeling a little better, I'm gonna get some game, some whatever. I got some ideas and some gameplay videos I'm gonna upload.
Okay, sweet.
So be on the lookout for those. Yeah, they'll be on our regular YouTube channel. So.
All right.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Later.
Later.
See you.
Thank you.